Are you selling this car?
Yes, I am.
Wow, now that's what type of car is that?
It's a Crown Victoria 1999 four door.
Is that a police car?
It's an undercover. It's an undercover police car.
An undercover American police car is a squad car that has all the accoutrements of an ordinary police car, but without the livery, the colours, and the lights. This one is all black.
Now describe where you are right now.
I'm at Stockton and Pacific.
You met Duncan McNiff on the Curious Ear before. He's the Irish guy who lives in San Francisco and has a strange hobby. 4 days a week, he runs a multi-million dollar broccoli export business.
And what's this area called?
Chinatown.
On Fridays, he takes an audio recorder and goes out chatting to people around that part of California.
And do you mind me asking your age?
I'm 63 years old, so I'm a senior citizen.
So you're kind of an unlikely saleswoman for a Crown Victoria 1999 undercover police car, would you not think?
Yes, but I need to sell it so I can, you know, take my son out of the county jail to bail him out. All right. If my son wasn't in the county jail, I wouldn't be selling this car.
Exercise more, because health care, you really have to be your own doctor. Because if you don't, you better have endless cash.
Duncan doesn't go around recording people in San Francisco for money.
Okay.
Just for himself and the people who listen to his podcast called On the Road Radio Series.
Since I'm a Army veteran, okay, the VA's got one-sided dental. They pull them, okay, they pull them, but they don't give you new ones. They don't give you dentures. They don't give you partials or nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
And so that's why me and a whole bunch more veterans, okay, have summer teeth. Some are here, some are there, and some are right?
Right.
But I need the money to bail him out this week.
When did he go into jail?
He went on January the 3rd. No, January the 2nd he went. 2013. What a great year to start it with, right?
And do you live in one of these apartments here?
Yes, I live down the other section down.
Yeah.
On Pacific and Stockton I live at.
All right.
In Ping Yong Housing.
Is that social housing?
It's a low-income housing for senior citizen and women with children.
How many children do you have?
I only had one.
One son, yeah?
And only one son I had.
So how do you like the music, sir?
No.
Oh! Beautiful!
It's nice.
Excellent!
Yeah.
Excellent! Oh!
And I'm just talking to people.
This is beautiful. First of all, I'm a very interesting person. I have 7 degrees. I'm a physician with 3 specialties, including psychiatry with honors. It's beautiful. Couldn't be better.
Where are you from?
I myself, I'm an American. I've been in America since 1956 as a student. I came to America as a student. I'm an Armenian heritage.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm an American.
And what did your son go into jail for?
He went in for criminal threats, I think, in Stockton.
And what?
Stockton and criminal threats.
What's Stockton?
Stockton.
What's Stockton?
Like, you're bothering somebody, you keep going around their house, and they don't want you around their house.
Oh, stalking, yeah?
Yeah, stalking.
What was it, an ex-girlfriend or something like that?
Well, it was, it wasn't his ex-girlfriend. It was a friend that he wanted to go say Happy New Year to her, but since she don't like him, she can't stand him, so she made a complaint about it to the police. And they came and get him here on January the 2nd. He just got out recently, 3 weeks before he got arrested. He got out recently out of parole. And he went back there again.
Where was he, in a prison?
Yeah, he went to the state prison too, and he did 2 years over there.
In Quentin?
Yes, in St. Quentin. And he keeps going back and forth, back and forth, so...
So did you used to go and visit him in St. Quentin?
Yes, I used to go visit him. I used to visit him like maybe one time only. Because it's hard to go visit somebody over there. You're going to do a lot of paperwork, and there's a lot of people that want to go visit inmates, and it's hard to get an appointment too.
God bless America.
Oh, yes.
I have a psychiatry diploma with honors.
Oh, wow.
With honors. I have 3 specialties in medicine. I have a BA in mathematics, BS in computer science, master's in chemistry, MD with 3 specialties, including psychiatry with honors. I have done 3 years American College of Cardiology educational training, MSEE, master's in electrical engineering, master's in applied physics, and I have a JD degree by correspondence.
Wow.
By correspondence. You know what's a JD degree?
No.
Juris doctor. I'm a lawyer, but I didn't go to law school.
Oh, wow.
I studied by correspondence.
Uh-huh, I understand, yeah.
But, I used to go to the law school, Catholic University Law School, Washington Law School. I went there 1 year sitting in. Different court. You got it?
Yeah, I understand. So what was your profession?
I'm a medical doctor.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You're still a medical doctor right now?
Retired.
Oh, retired. Okay, yeah.
He said it was just terrible, the conditions at the prison.
It's having a bad effect on you.
Yeah.
It's happening under a lot of stress. And
yes, it gave me a lot of stress, devastation I've been going through, and depressed, and stressed out.
Yeah.
Yes, well, starting the new year, 2013, seems like it's not going to get better in my life. I'm just going on a roller coaster. My life is going on a roller coaster. It goes up and down, up and down. So, just hate to say that, but I don't know when this Holocaust is going to stop for me.
I've been playing for about 35 years.
Is he pretty good?
Yeah, I think so. I have a totally original game, so I don't, you know, waste time, like, thinking about how many moves I'm going to make. I don't count moves no more. So that enables me to flow a little further without having to count, you know? And sometimes I don't realize how far I really do deep, you know? And so, like, and we play a particular game called touch and move. So if you touch a piece, you're obligated to move it. So you have to be very careful when you touch a piece. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And my game's totally original, you know. So, you know, I go flow originally my whole game.
Do you have a strategy on how you kind of intimidate your opponent?
I use trickeration, really, and charm. So say, like, if you almost touch a piece that I wanted to detect and you didn't touch it, I pretty much can put one out there that would enable you to take it next time. Sort of like, I call it a tasty treat. You know, I almost touched it, I'll know what you go for next time. Yeah.
So what do you think of the car? Have you had much interest in the car?
Pardon me?
Have you had a lot of, how long have you had the car on sale?
Oh, since my son got arrested, January the 7th, I put the signs in the back of the car, in the front and the back.
And nobody will buy it off you?
Well, I had a buyer, but he waited too long. He said he was going to give me $1,500, but he waited. I waited for him for like a week, and then I called him up and I told him, you know, I'm going to give up because you don't even call me to let me know what's going on, if you're going to buy it or not. Well, he told me, well, I only got $1,000. And I told him, well, I want $1,500 so I could take my son out of jail, you know. And I told him, what I'm going to do, I told him, I'm just going to, you know, just... don't call you no more. I'm going to see if I get another buyer. That's what I told him when I called them up like Friday.
You have it nice and clean and everything, yeah?
Yes. I keep it like that so, you know, people could see it, you know. It's a nice car. It's only 12 years old.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of hard on gas, these cars, so there may be a lot of people don't want to buy them.
Yeah, it's got an 8-cylinder. The problem is an 8-cylinder, it wastes a lot of gas, this car, you know. But it must waste maybe like $40 a week. Give it a full tank.
So how do you move the car? Because you're on a street here with parking meters, and then you got a no parking Tuesdays 2 a.m. and Thursday, Tuesday 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., and then you got, that's a Tuesday and a Thursday, so it's also on a meter, right?
Yeah, because the only thing that's helping me is my neighbors. You know, I tell them it's street cleaning, can you move the car for me? And they move it at Tuesday, Monday night. So they park it over there where I live at, one block down. And then at 5:40 in the morning, I have to get the neighbor up and tell her to move it back here. So he keeps going back and forth because they only street clean here twice. Over there, down there where I live, they clean three times the street. Well, here's only 2 days the street
clean. So your neighbor's helping you?
Yeah, my neighbor's been helping me.
Oh, yes, I practice general medicine in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
But after that, I went to residency, psychiatric residency, physical medicine residency, and I have done 3 years.
I liken myself to the night.
Why is that?
Because I like to move in kind of weird, not so, conventional ways. And I love the sword. I would definitely have to say tonight. I don't liken myself to a bishop because I have no faith. I'm an atheist. So I would never choose the bishop, though the bishop is a very powerful piece to manipulate. The king... I would want to be the king, but the king is to be protected. He can't really do much except exert influence. That's it.
Because one thing I notice about all the people playing chess here, you know, the guys like you and everything, nobody looks very affluent. You understand?
Yeah.
No, everybody looks like... living a real life of...
Of course. You have to deal with every day. You have to deal, especially in the board. Same thing, you know. It's just like, we play chess game. On the real life, that part is the game.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, good luck with the car. Anyway, I wish you luck and all that. I hope you resolve your problem with your son. It sounds like you're the true mother.
Yes, I am.
You never give up on your son, do you?
No, well, that's not the only child that I have. But, you know, one day I'll move out of... You have children, you understand, you know, when they grow up. You give them everything in the world. They're your children. You love them. You do anything for them. Because you made him in this world. You do anything for your children. So that's my story. Roller coaster. Up and down life. Up and down, up and down, up and down. All right, then. I see you. So.
Good luck.
Buddy,
take care, Mrs.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Extracts there from a few episodes of a podcast called On the Road Radio Series. It's an amateur production by an Irishman living in San Francisco, Duncan McNiff. Amateur in that he doesn't get paid for it, not in the quality of the work. You can find a link to the podcast on the Curious Air webpage. Just go to rte.ie/docon1 and click on the tab marked Curious Air.
I went to American College of Cardiology in Bethesda, Maryland. I have $1,500 training.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite the academic.
I'm not pulling your legs. I'm honest with you.
Oh, I can see.
I'm not a church vote.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. No, I can see you're a very intelligent man, you know.
Educated. There's a big difference.
Yes, there is, yeah. Very well educated, man. But you're an academic in your own right.
Very educated.
Yeah.
Not intelligent, but very educated. So.